It came from Japan.
What you want? 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 What you want?
Hello, hi, welcome to It Came From Japan's monthly podcast with me, Daniel Robson. This is our January 2010 podcast. It may say February on your calendar. It may feel like February outside, but believe me, it's still January. I promise you, it's still January. We've got lots of fun stuff for you this month. We've got an interview with the incredibly crazy P. Lander Z and the not so crazy, but still very nice Kevin McGew, who's a filmmaker here. And some other great music too. So the song that played us in just there was by Anarchies, and it's called Bokushi no Chinko Gilochin Dai, which means something about chop off the pastor's penis with the guillotine, die. I'm not quite sure why the die part suddenly flips into English, but anyway, Anarchies are a very fine, if slightly frightening, three-girl band. They all get up on stage dressed as nuns, sort of dripping in fake blood and murdering small dolls, and they all have names with sort of innuendos in them, such as Sister Takigawa Clitoris is the singer. Obviously, you know, you shouldn't listen to a band like that if you're under 18, because it could warp your perception of the world. But if you're over 18, go nuts, man. They're a pretty fine band. So anyway, that was Anarchies, and if you want to know more about them or any of the other bands on this podcast, go to itcamefromjapan.co.uk, where you can find links to their sites and engorge your ears with their noises. Now, coming up next is a track by Bo Peep. Some of you will already know Bo Peep because they've been on our podcast before, and they've played at It Came From Japan's events in the UK three times, and in the US as well, and they're about to go back to the US for a tour, which starts March 10th and runs through probably to the end of South by Southwest about a week and a half later. So lots of chances to go see them if you're living in the States. And this song that we're going to play you, it's a brand new song. They've been recording a new album, which is going to come out here in Japan probably late springtime. For people who don't know, Bo Peep are kind of a very well-known three-girl hardcore band. I think this might be a theme that comes up here and again on today's podcast, because we've got a few hardcore bands going on here, but Bo Peep are pretty much the queens of the Japanese hardcore underground, and this song is brand new. No one's heard it except you, and it's called Level 3.
Level 3.
that was Bo Peep with Level 3, and Bo Peep are one of a number of bands who star in a new movie called Live House. Live House is the Japanese word for music venue. It's also the name of this movie, which is a documentary movie, feature-length film, made by an American guy named Kevin McGue, who lives here in Tokyo and makes films. And it's all about the ins and outs of the Japanese underground scene, and, you know, where better to experience the Japanese underground scene than at a music venue or a live house. So that's what his film's all about. Lots of bands in there, Bo Peep's one of them. I went to the screening of this movie last month. It was the debut screening, and many of the bands that were in the movie were there, and I kind of completely forgotten, but just as we got inside the theatre where it was showing, and the only seat that was left when I got there was pretty much right at the very front in the middle, the front row, and I went in there with my, you know, relatively tall, gangly frame, and pitched up a seat, and just as I was sitting down, I thought, ah, he interviewed me for this movie, so I completely forgot that I was going to be in there, and it was slightly embarrassing, but that's fine, that's what it's all about. Kevin came all the way to England while we had one of our tours on there. He interviewed Bo Peep and some of the other bands that were playing. Who else is in this movie? Well, Mike Watt from The Stooges, who also comes to Japan very often and plays in several bands. And lots of Japanese scene bands like Moja and Crispy Nuts, who you'll hear a little bit about in the interview. And another band called Majo, which sounds a bit like Moja and actually means witch, who are a very cool three-girl, another three-girl hardcore band. But anyway, let's hear from Kevin McGue, director of Live House.
My name's Kevin McGue. I'm a journalist based in Japan, and I've just finished a documentary called Live House, which is about, as the name implies, live houses in Japan. A live house is a small music venue. The difference between like a pub or a bar where bands play in a live house is there's a cover charge for a live house, which is usually quite a lot. So when people go there, they're going there to listen to music. It sounds like a small difference, but it leads to a completely different outlook and attitude to the way people think of the venue and think of the music and enjoy the music. One of the bands I interviewed in my film said basically you have to think of a live house as a stadium, and if there's a big band like Guns N' Roses or whatever, everyone pays to go see the band and they're there for the concert. And a live house is like that, but it's much, much smaller. And a lot of live houses begin to feel full with 100 people or even less. And I've been to shows with literally 5 to 10 people, so.
Any favorite venues?
Yeah, there are a lot. I don't want to point to one exactly. I filmed a lot, and I go a lot to Heaven's Door and Sanganjaya. One thing that's unique about that venue is they don't have what's called the Norma system. And the Norma system is basically, the live house will call up a band and say, oh, do you want to play on such and such a night? And they say yes. And they say, oh, by the way, you have to sell 20 tickets. And if you don't sell it, you don't have to give us some money out of your pocket to make up the difference. There's a place, Antinok, in Shinjuku that does like metal bands and hardcore bands. And if you're into that, you can go there and always expect a good show, even if you don't know what's in the lineup that night.
What made you decide to make this documentary movie?
What's interesting for me is I like the music, first of all, but what was interesting from the standpoint of making a documentary was a lot of them are in basements, and when you kind of walk down the staircase and go into these places, you're kind of leaving Japan. And I think all those stereotypes that that people have about Japanese culture, that, you know, people are workaholics and people are very reserved and they don't talk to strangers. When you go into a live house, not only do those not apply, but it's almost the exact opposite. One of the goals from the beginning was just to get more people interested in the scene and in the bands and in the music, and hopefully, you know, get people to come to Japan and go to live houses. So I think now there's thousands of people every year that come to Japan and go to Akihabara, for example. And I would like that same sort of tourism or like cultural tourism to happen in the music scene as well.
And tell me about some of the Japanese bands that are in the film.
One band that's in Crispy Nuts, they've been playing for about 12 years, and they're pretty straightforward punk. And there are a few bands like that. Howling Guitar is kind of a straightforward, noisy rock band. And I think those genres have been around for a while. Another band that's in the film called Moja is more of an experimental band in that they don't have a guitar player. It's just two people, a bass player and a drummer. But they get together and make this experimental music that's quite different. So I wanted to try to have a range and show that, you know, that there is a lot going on.
How did you kind of piece the movie together?
There are certain themes I noticed when I interviewed the bands. Some of the bands complained about how expensive it is and how difficult it is to make money. And then that became one of the themes. Some of the themes were obvious to me from the beginning. Like, there are a lot of bands with female musicians that are really great.
I think the film kind of echoes the subject matter in that it's quite, it's rough and ready, you know, it's loud. And it's very kind of roots level. Was that kind of an intentional thing, or was that just budgetary constraints? Or
It was difficult to raise money for this project, so I just kind of went out and did it. And as I was doing that, I realized that's basically what the bands are doing as well. So I think a lot of the bands would like to do things, you know, go on tours or stage certain kind of shows, and they can't do it because they don't have the money. And I realized that that's going to reflect well in the film. So it wasn't planned from the beginning, but I think it worked out pretty well.
So one of the bands that's in the movie is Edwards.
Yep.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about Edwards?
The two founding members of Edwards are brothers. And when they were kids growing up watching MTV, they would see videos from bands like Twisted Sister and Kiss and Alice Cooper. And they were always so impressed by how wild their image was and like how exciting that was to see as kids. And now that they're making music, they want to give people that same feeling. So basically they do shows really cheap, but they're really outrageous and outlandish. And they wear a lot of fake blood, zombie makeup. That's why they call the band Ed Woods, because Ed Wood was a filmmaker that didn't have a lot of money but did what he wanted. So they're kind of doing the same.
And we're going to play a track by them now. Do you want to tell me about the track?
Yeah, this is Ed Woods live at Heaven's Door, and this is the first song in the set, and this is Monster Trash, which is kind of their theme song.
Thank you. came from Japan.
Well, that was Cannibal Rabbit with TV from their album Censor. Before that, you heard Ed Woods with Monster Trash live at Heaven's Door in Sangenjaya, Tokyo. Now, Cannibal Rabbit are one of those bands that I always really mean to see live, and I never actually have. Their live shows, you see the videos on YouTube, and they look phenomenal, and the CD's really, really good too, but I just never seem to get around to seeing them. But anyway, that album, Censor, is available on Japan Files, which is a website where you can buy Japanese music, japanfiles.com. It's a great little place to root around, and look out for Cannibal Rabbit there. Coming up next, we've got another interview for you. It's a band who defy explanation. They are based in New York, originally from not Japan, but outer space, according to them, and we have every reason to believe them. I saw this band play at South by Southwest Festival last year in Austin, Texas, in March. Two of our bands played with them, Nachu and Bo Peep, and their show is like nothing you ever saw. I mean, really, unless you ever saw a band where the bassist was dressed as a squid and the drummer was hanging upside down from the ceiling, and the singer was jumping into the crowd with a skipping rope to make people in the audience skip, and then getting back on the stage and telling the audience he'd found somebody's lost mobile phone, and then handing out pots and pans for all the audience to smash along to before putting on tiger masks to welcome in the Year of the Tiger, and so on. It's just one of those bands, and they are called P-Lander Z. We're so happy to have them here on the podcast. I spoke with P-Lander Yellow, who's the vocalist and guitarist, shortly before they went on stage at Shelter, which is another very famous live house here in Tokyo, in an area called Shimokitazawa. Shimokitazawa is kind of like Tokyo's Camden Town, I guess. Anyway, they were playing together with Electric Eel Shock and many other fine bands. And I grabbed Yellow backstage to talk about their first Japan tour in 10 years and all the other craziness.
Hey, hello everybody. My name is P-Lander Yellow from P-Lander Z, but I'm not from Japan. I came from P-Lander Planet to see, to hear your sexy voice today. I'm in the Shimokitazawa Shelter. I'm gonna play here before show right now, but I wanna say something to you. I'm P-Lander Yellow from P-Lander Planet. My band name is P-Lander Z. We are not Japanese, we are not American. We are not a human being, we are P-Lander Z. Can you understand my stinky English? Is that okay?
That's a good start.
Okay.
So, Japan tour.
Yes.
How is it?
We went to Sendai to Kobe, like 15 show, and today is final show, and I thought before come here, actually, we are living in the New York City. So we are touring USA. Last time we came here like a kind of 10 years ago, and then that days we are not famous anywhere. But right now, we really famous in the USA. So we have a fan over there. In the United States, people know how to have fun, but here, little shy. You know, Japanese people little shy. So I worry about that when we play, people, oh, it's too much for us. But I don't think so right now. When we go to the show, when we play our performance, everybody have fun, everybody understand my stinky English and Japanese, Espanol, French, Chinese, everything, Korean too. So right now everybody know how to have fun with me. I'm kind of teacher. So people, audience kind of student. I say on the stage always, let's back to kindergarten, Yōchien. So let's back to kindergarten with me. I want to show how to dance. So because P-Lander Z is not band, it's like, you know, have you seen the P-Lander Z?
I saw you guys in Austin, Texas.
Oh yeah, explain what's happening in the band.
It was
we are
chaos.
Not band, yeah, chaos. It's chaos.
It's more like circus than a band.
Yeah, so I had to explain to everybody. We do the human boring on the floor. We play on the floor. We jump higher, we fly anywhere, so that is P-Lander Z. So anyway.
So yeah, where were we? So now we've moved to a corridor because a band has started playing, right? So
yeah, it's party this time. Let's go. let's get drink.
Who are you playing with tonight?
It's a Fuza Beach, and like a girl, two girls and one guy, and then Rocket K is a Shimokita bass rock and roll band, like a power pop band, and then Electric E-Shock, of course. Oh yeah, and my best friend's band, and then who gonna play? Katayama Breakers. Yeah, that's a rock and roll band. You will see, it's a happy cool party band. So, and then P and Z, most stinky crazy band of the world, of the space.
Have you ever had like any injuries on stage doing the human bowling and
yeah,
things like that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do human bowling. People, no, my band bassist throw to me the bowling pin, and I hit my nose. I bleeding from nose, and then I jump from the second floor in the. New Mexico, and I broke my bone. And Bonnaroo Music Festival, I play over there, and I jump rolling high kick with my guitar. I hit my tooth, I broke front of my tooth. And I tried to do the backflip, like a jump, like a gymnastic. 10 years ago, I did it always, but I slip. I hit my head and bleeding. Always happen like that.
So you're kind of like the rock and roll version of Jackie Chan or something.
Yes, that's cool. That's cool.
Your own,
yeah, we are like special. So. Hey, oh, he's a Katama Breakers bassist. He's a nice guy. Hi, say hello to everybody. Speak English, little bit. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, arigato. Yeah, they are rock and roll band. Everybody have to check the Katama Breakers.
So how about the UK? You went to play there earlier this year.
Yeah, we supposed to play there, but somehow, I mean, we cannot come there. So next time, definitely, end of May, we come back there, and the people, please, give me your smile. Come to see, enjoy us, give me your smile, because we are not human beings. We are eating your smile. That's why we have to make you smile. So, and then I'm going to eat your smile. And then we're gonna energy, and then we do more funny, and then you're gonna make more smile, happy, and then we're gonna eat your smile. This is a circulation.
We're talking in December, this is gonna come out in January. What's your New Year's resolution for 2020?
Oh, yeah, okay. We really want to go back to UK, okay? So, and then we're gonna make a new album in the Texas, and then we're gonna release after summer. So, we want to make you happy, more happy. And next year, the Chinese zodiac is a tiger. So our favorite song is Mad Tiger. So I want to be your tiger in your bed with your pillow tonight, baby. Next year, solution.
Mike!
the inimitable, unforgettable, unique P-Lander Z with So Many Mike, a song about living in a country where a lot of people are called Mike. Why not? And I mentioned, you know, during that interview that their stage show is a bit like being at a circus, but man, that doesn't even do it justice. I mean, it's like a space circus where all the crocodiles and monkeys have escaped and the squid, and they're sort of running the show and felching the ringleader. If you ever have a chance to see P-Lander Z, you will enjoy it. Okay, we're almost out of time, but before we go, got one more song for you. And before that, I just want to remind you to go to itcamefromjapan.co.uk to check out the links for all these bands that we're playing you. Go check out their pages, fall in love with them, have sex with them, preferably not on the first date. You know, if you do, I mean, use precautions, protection. If something goes wrong, you know, we hope you'll stand by them and do the right thing. But anyway, in the meantime, you know, we hope you love them all. And coming up next is a band called Donkey Vegetable Vox. The Vox is spelled V-O-X-X-X. Three X's followed by three exclamation marks. They're very particular about these three X's and these three exclamation marks. If you want to look them up, you're going to have to use those to find them. Anyway, this band, what can I say? They're a brand new band. Absolutely nuts. I discovered them on a listening post in HMV because their single, debut single, which is what we're going to play you, was released by HMV here in Japan. And it was on a listening post. I put the headphones on and I swear to God, I don't think I've ever been made to laugh by something on a listening post. But that's exactly what happened when I listened to the following song by Donkey Vegetable Vox. I'm sure you're going to recognize the lyrics. All the lyrics are culled from different songs by a very well-known band. But that's not to take anything away from Donkey Vegetable Vox. They're amazing. Their single's amazing. Their live show's amazing. And their album, when it comes out, I'm sure will be amazing. We'll be back next month. But in the meantime, here's Donkey Vegetable Vox with Fight for Your Right.